Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Working with Anger: Buddhist Teachings on Patience, Acceptance, and Transforming Negativity. Is a practical Buddhist teaching book by Thubten Chaudhrun that focuses on understanding anger as a mental habit that can be examined, softened, and transformed. Rooted in Tibetan Buddhist philosophy and intended for a broad contemporary audience, the book presents anger not as an identity or a fixed defect, but as a conditioned state of mind that can be met with awareness and discipline. Its purpose is not to suppress emotion through force, but to offer methods for relating to difficult feelings with clarity, patience, and compassion. The book draws on classical Buddhist ideas while using accessible language and everyday examples, making it suitable for readers who want both spiritual guidance and concrete emotional tools. Rather than treating anger as merely a personal problem, it frames it as something that affects relationships, communication, and peace of mind, and shows how practice can reshape the response to conflict. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, anger is a temporary mental state rather than a fixed identity. A central idea in the book is that anger is not treated as who we are, but as a passing condition of mind. This matters because it changes the entire strategy for working with it. If anger is viewed as a permanent trait, the response tends to become self-judgment or resignation. Chaudhrun instead presents it as something that arises due to causes and conditions, which means it can also pass away when understood skillfully. This Buddhist framing reduces the sense of shame that often intensifies anger and makes the emotion harder to manage. The book repeatedly encourages readers to observe anger as it appears in the body, speech, and thought, so that they can recognize its structure rather than being carried away by it. That shift from identification to observation is one of the book's most important practical moves. It gives readers a way to pause, name what is happening, and create room for wiser action before anger turns into harm. Secondly, patience as an active discipline for enduring, preventing, and confronting anger. The book treats patience as more than quiet tolerance. It presents patience as an active and intelligent discipline with several dimensions, including enduring suffering, preventing anger from taking root, and confronting anger once it has already appeared. This layered view is important because it avoids a simplistic idea of patience as passive acceptance. Instead, patience becomes a method for staying steady when circumstances are painful, for interrupting reactive habits early, and for responding to difficult emotions without escalation. In Buddhist terms, patience supports inner freedom because it stops anger from controlling behavior and speech. Chaudhrun's discussion implies that patience is not weakness or suppression. It is the capacity to remain mentally balanced in the presence of discomfort. This makes the teaching practical for everyday conflict, where irritation often begins small but grows quickly. By training patience, readers learn to tolerate unpleasant conditions without immediately converting them into resentment, blame, or aggression. Thirdly, reframing experience to change the emotional meaning of difficult events. A distinctive feature of the book is its emphasis on reframing. Rather than trying to change external events after they happen, Chaudhrun shows how the mind can change the meaning it gives to those events. This is a core Buddhist move. Suffering is intensified not only by what occurs, but by the interpretations and narratives that accompany it. The book encourages readers to examine assumptions, question automatic reactions, and consider broader perspectives before deciding that a situation is unbearable or intentional. This does not mean denying harm or pretending conflict is acceptable. It means recognizing that rigid interpretation often deepens anger unnecessarily. Reframing creates psychological space, allowing the reader to move from immediate emotional certainty to reflective inquiry. That process can make it easier to respond with restraint, perspective, and compassion. The method is especially useful in interpersonal conflict, where a single event can trigger long chains of resentment if it is repeatedly rehearsed in the mind. Fourthly, mindfulness, cognitive training, and Tonglen as practical methods for transformation. The book is especially concrete in showing how Buddhist practice can be used to work with anger. Mindfulness meditation is presented as a way to notice anger early, before it becomes speech or action. This awareness is important because it creates a small but crucial gap between feeling and reaction. The book also draws on cognitive retraining, helping readers challenge the thought patterns that intensify hostility, such as blame, exaggeration, and fixed narratives about others. Another major practice associated with the book is Tonglen, the Tibetan meditation of taking in suffering and sending out compassion. Tonglen shifts the emotional center away from self-protection and toward empathy, which directly counters the isolating quality of anger. What makes these methods effective as a group is that they address different stages of the problem awareness, interpretation, and emotional expansion. The book, therefore, offers more than inspiration. It provides a sequence of practices that can be used together in daily life, making spiritual training relevant to ordinary conflict and stress. Lastly, a practical Buddhist psychology for relationships, compassion, and emotional healing. Beyond anger management, the book offers a broader Buddhist psychology of human connection. Anger is shown as damaging not only to the person who feels it, but also to relationships, communication, and social harmony. This makes the book relevant to family conflict, workplace tension, and broader patterns of mistrust. Chodron connects inner discipline with outward behavior by showing that calm, patience, and compassion are relational skills, not just private states of mind. The influence of the Dalai Lama's teachings is also important here, especially in the book's emphasis on forgiveness and healing. Rather than presenting forgiveness as sentimental, the book treats it as a realistic way to stop feeding resentment. That makes the work stand out as a bridge between Buddhist ethics and contemporary emotional life. Its practical value lies in helping readers understand that peace is built through repeated choices in how we interpret, speak, and respond. In this sense, the book is both a spiritual manual and a guide to healthier human relations. In conclusion, Working with Anger is best suited for readers who want a practical and philosophically grounded approach to difficult emotions, especially those interested in Buddhism, meditation, or ethical self-cultivation. It will also appeal to readers who have tried purely psychological anger management advice and want a deeper framework that connects emotional regulation with compassion, patience, and moral attention. The book offers clear benefits. It helps readers notice anger earlier, question the stories that intensify it, and develop habits that reduce reactive speech and behavior. Its usefulness comes from the combination of spiritual insight and everyday applicability, which makes it more than a devotional text or a general self-help book. What distinguishes it in its category is Chodron's ability to present classical Buddhist methods in a direct, accessible way, without losing their depth. The result is a book that is simultaneously reflective and practical, with enough structure to support real practice and enough clarity to remain readable for beginners. Readers seeking a serious, disciplined, and compassionate treatment of anger will find it especially valuable. If you would like to support Thubten Chodron, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.